Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Chief Shane Tucker. He is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Welcome back.
Hey, good to have you. Good to have you. Hey, I missed seeing you on Thursday. We were at Leadership Santa Rosa up in Milton and saw the dogs and saw the SWAT team and saw the sheriff. And, you know, I know somebody's got to run the business, right, while they're doing show and tell for us.
Somebody's got to mind the shop when everybody else is doing the fun stuff.
Absolutely. Hey, I did want to ask you, the dogs were competing last week. How'd the dogs wind up doing? I know you got Copper and Zinc doing the trail sniffing, and you got the new one, Nez, who's not out in the field, I don't think, yet, doing drug detection for the jail, but you know, how'd they do at the trials?
We were real proud of them. We came in first and third in the obedience section. We came in first in agility. In the top 20 dogs out of the competition, we held the 19, 18, and number 5 spot. And our corrections canine and our SRO canine came in top 3 in our narcotics detection.
Outstanding.
So, as always, we are just super proud of our canine guys and gals. They do a fantastic job.
No, that's great. And those dogs are adorable. I mean, that, you know, the humans could be talking, but nobody's paying attention to the humans when they're doing their demos.
That's right. That's right.
It's definitely cool. Hey, so I wanted to ask you, I know you've got a couple of things going on. One is you've got a missing person that's still active. Is that right?
We do, and we're certainly concerned, and we're asking for the public's help. We put out something last week asking for folks to give us a call if they know anything. Cynthia Hoover has been missing for going on a few weeks now, and it was reported to us initially after she'd been missing about 10 days. So we're really kind of behind the eight ball on that to begin with. And our investigators are working diligently to try to follow up on some leads, and so far we haven't located her. So if anybody knows where Miss Hoover is, please give us a call and help us bring her back to her family.
All right. Well, very good. Obviously, we hope for success in that. You guys also had an interference with the child custody case last week?
We did. We had another one of those. Those are getting all too common. On March 15th, late in the evening, our deputies were dispatched to a residence in Pace in reference to a missing child. The mother of the 16-year-old had gone out in the garage where the child was, and the child was gone. So the deputies came, and they began looking around, and they were led to a computer the child had been recently using, and they were able to determine that this child had been communicating with a 17-year-old from Georgia. So some more investigation revealed that the child had gone to the Gulfport, Mississippi area with that 17-year-old and his mother. She had come to Pace to pick the child up, and they went to Gulfport. So the 54-year-old woman is going to be facing felony charges of interference with custody.
Wow. Okay.
The child was recovered and is safe.
And, you know, I got a 16, a 14, and a 12. You tell me these stories, just, you know, it's frightening stuff. Keep an eye on your kids, right?
Sure is.
All the time. And,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, keeping an eye on your kids includes their devices. Every aspect of their devices.
100%. 100%. That one of the reasons these cases seem so much more prevalent these days is because kids have access to these devices that are putting them in contact with these predators.
Yeah, and I think you were the one who said it a couple of weeks ago, you wouldn't put a loaded gun in your kid's hand without supervision. Why do you give them an internet without supervision?
Absolutely.
It just doesn't.
Absolutely.
You guys also have made some progress, I think, in the catalytic converter rash of thefts you guys have been looking into?
We have. As a matter of fact, we've got a suspect, and I need to follow up on that this morning, but I know criminal charges are forthcoming in relation to that, if they have not already been filed. I'll have to follow up on that and get back with you, but I do anticipate some positive movement on that here shortly.
All right, very good. Oh, and one thing, I know Highway 87 has become a concern. Avalon solving that has been the issue with the announcement that you guys were going to perform, ticketing and arrests of people driving recklessly. I'll tell you, we were biking over on Garcon Point on Saturday, and we made the turn around a corner coming through a subdivision, and there was one of your officers in a white unmarked, had somebody pulled over. How is enforcement going on the on Avalon?
Well, I suppose that depends on who you ask, Andrew. As far as we're concerned, it's going terrific. Our deputies have been working hard. They've been assigned to, we have a specific deputy assigned to each end of the bridge, probably over 200 traffic stops, a whole bunch of tickets, a handful of arrests, and this, as that kind of targeted enforcement, I think that in that instance is going to be required to slow people down and to save lives, quite frankly. So we think it's been a smashing success so far, and we're going to continue to do that as long as it bears that kind of fruit.
Well, I think we all hope for a time when you don't feel that stretch of road is necessary to patrol as aggressively anymore. But until that time comes, we're glad that you're keeping it safe for the people who have to endure that every day. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate the work.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Traffic on the fives with Davis Allen.
Yeah, actually, speaking of Avalon Boulevard, it is very delayed. We are seeing a couple of accidents. One accident is backing up traffic all the way to I-10 as it's around Mary Kitchens Road. Also northbound, we're seeing delays as a result of that. Starting as you are passing Garcon Point Road and heading northbound to I-10, it's just delayed all the way to I-10. As you are traveling southbound on Avalon, you're going to be met with delays once again around Garcon Point Road, and it's going to stay that way until you get all the way into Gulf Breeze. Very, very delayed. Over 30 minutes worth of delays, I would imagine, as you're heading over to Gulf Breeze this morning. Gulf Breeze Parkway, though, is flowing smoothly once again, as well as Navarre Parkway. I-10, I-110 checking in clear and no delays to report along Gulf Beach Highway or Blue Angel Parkway. If you do notice anything else out on the roadways, feel free to call us at 262-6111. And this report is brought to you by Central Credit Union. Hit the open road or open water with the RV or boat of your dreams. Rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online at ccufl.org. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
The president stumbles, climbing the steps to Air Force One. What the White House is saying tonight about his health. And Ed, the president on the way there to that stop made quite a stumble on the stairs of Air Force One earlier today. Is he okay?
That's right, Nora. He was boarding the plane, jogging up the stairs, and stumbled three times before catching himself. The White House says he's fine, quote, doing 100%, and didn't require any medical attention, citing the high winds as one of the reasons he took the tumble. But of course, there's been cause for concern because he broke his foot in late November during the transition.
I love, like, Nora O'Donnell, and kudos to CBS. They're the only ones who covered this. NBC and ABC didn't have it on the nightly news, and this happened. He stumbled three times going up the stairs to Air Force One. He was kind of jogging to begin with, and, everybody runs into stair trouble once in a while, but then they blame it on the wind. The White House can't seem to get out of their own way, stumbling to explain the stumble. I always thought that when the headline was Biden suffers first stumble as president, it would be metaphorical. I didn't think it'd be a literal stumble. Of course, Jimmy Fallon was the only one who did a live show the day that this happened. And here's what he said.
Speaking of the president earlier today, Biden had a little trouble boarding Air Force One. Watch this. What did he do, like a third railing? That's basically everyone's March Madness bracket in 24 hours. Usually after a third trip, people are like, forget it, I'm just going to sleep here. White House staffers were like, have you been smoking weed?
That's because the previous comments were about all these staffers being put on leave because they smoked marijuana, even though the Biden administration says that it's pro that. And then the follow-up comment here.
Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin was like, I swear, I had nothing to do with that. By the way, grease the steps on the way down to put banana peel on the last step. So if you're keeping track, this week Biden has fought with Russia, North Korea, China, and now stairs.
8:23 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I do love the Nora O'Donnell question. Is he okay? And what she meant was, like, did he hurt himself falling? And what a lot of us were like, yeah, but is he okay? We've got Cooper Davis in the newsroom this morning with our headlines.
Those steps sneak up on you. A 25-year-old man is facing charges after sneaking into an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo with his 2-year-old daughter and barely evading a charging elephant. Andrew Zoo officials say that Jose Manuel Navarrete carried his little girl past a gate and several other barriers, apparently so he could take a picture late Friday afternoon. They say an African elephant got riled up, charged. Witnesses say Navarrete ran, tossed his daughter through the gate, then jumped through right before the elephant ran him down. No one was hurt, but Navarrete is charged with child endangerment and could face other charges.
Okay, not to defend child neglect, child endangerment, but the San Diego Zoo is like, what, $400 a piece to get in these days? I mean, it's really expensive.
Sure.
You know, like, I grew up in St. Louis where the zoo was free. Well, I grew up, but that's where I live, you know. And so
it's a nice zoo, though.
It's like the world's best, yeah. Zoo, but it is super expensive. So my thought is, hey, man, I paid my price. I'm getting it all.
I'm getting chased down by an elephant.
Like, this is my exhibit now.
This is the San Diego Safari now.
Me and my daughter, so be it. Last but not least here, Pepsi Mango hits store shelves today. Right?
Hold on now. I could.
Don't
try
don't.
It.
Davis, you're on food probation with us. So just
this doesn't sound like the worst flavor in the world.
Oh, my God.
Like, better than the fire one.
I listened to some of your frivolous topics last week, and you are absolutely on food probation. Go ahead, Coop.
Well, his
news.
First new permanent flavored cola in 5 years for Pepsi. It'll be available in 12 packs if you want that much of it. 12-ounce cans, 20-ounce bottles. Pepsi Mango also comes in a zero-sugar variety for those who are...
Can I tell you what they missed the marketing opportunity here? Pepsi Mango should be a diet aid because you are going to lose your lunch. You're not going to want to eat anything else either. All right, Coop, thanks for the update. Davis Allen, time for traffic on the fives.
Yeah, Avalon Boulevard is where I'm seeing our delays. Southbound, doesn't appear that we have an accident anymore, but still we have those delays. As you're going off I-10, going southbound, you're going to be met with some delays immediately, and it's really going to continue on through until you get to the bridge, where the bridge moving southbound is very slow moving there. Just be patient as you are going southbound. It's going to take a little bit longer. Let's say you decide you want to take Highway 87 instead. It is flowing smoothly in both directions. Also, still seeing a portion of I-10 over in Crestview closed off. It's closed off between the Crestview exit and the Holt exit. The best route for you is if you are going westbound at any point today and these delays are still here, you're going to want to take Ferndon Boulevard and Crestview northbound to Highway 90. Then you can take it westbound from there on over to Holt if you're trying to get back on. As for Escambia County, I-10, I-110, there's checking in clear, and the front gate of NES Pensacola is flowing smoothly. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Notably, our proposal will direct the Department of Education to create the Florida Civic Seal of Excellence, a new professional endorsement for civics education. Under this initiative, the department will partner with national leaders in civics professional development to provide a series of modules and micro-credentials that any Florida teacher will be eligible to attain. And for every teacher completing the training and earning the Florida Civic Seal of Excellence endorsement, they will receive a $3,000 bonus. And those teachers take civics best practices and teaching strategies back to their schools and community. That will be well worth it.
God, this is brilliant. I mean, I love this. Here's a couple of things that this does. Number one, obviously, it reemphasizes good civics instruction. Number two, it incentivizes the teachers to get it. $3,000 is a nice bonus to gain the certification and, you know, the micro certifications as well for, you know, particular specialties. But there's another part of this, too, which is teaching the teachers the right civics to make sure they got it, you know, because just say, hey, go teach civics. Are they teaching the right stuff? I want to make sure they're exposed to the right things. I do not take it for granted that anybody, just because they are in the classroom, got the right kind of civics education themselves. Many of them do. Many of them don't. I taught for a long time. I know. You know? So this is good on both fronts, plus the $3,000. That's nice. Also, the governor mentioned something the other day that I thought was fascinating.
These supports will also enhance the Florida Civics and Debate Initiative that I created in January of last year. Through our initiative, the number of debate clubs in Florida has nearly doubled. And this proposal will continue to engage Florida teachers and students in civics programs, both inside and outside of the classroom.
Doubling the number of debate programs is great. Here's why. Debate teaches you how to see it from the other side of your own point of view. And if there is any one thing in a democracy, for tolerance sake and understanding, being able to see and articulate the opposite point of view from your own is an immeasurably valuable skill. Kudos to the governor for that initiative.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says the surge of migrants at the southern border is temporary until the asylum system is returned to how things worked before the Trump administration.
President Biden says he will visit the southern border at some point as his administration faces growing pressure to stem a wave of unaccompanied children coming to the U.S. President Biden saying his administration is working to reestablish a system for migrants to apply for asylum from their home countries.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president holds a virtual meeting with Senate Democrats this evening. A New York Republican says he will not run next year to keep his seat in the House or for any other office.
Tom Reed announced that he would not seek re-election after serving 10 years in the House. Reed was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without consent in 2017. Reed apologized to the woman and said the incident occurred while he was, quote, powerless over alcohol.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
A look at money news. Oil prices mixed as lockdowns in Europe make traders uneasy about the possibility of a consistent demand recovery. International benchmark Brent crude up 16 cents a barrel to $64.69. West Texas Intermediate crude down 32 cents to $61.10 a barrel. Both Brent and WTI lost more than 6% last week. The Safe Banking for Marijuana Company is heading back to Congress. And existing home sales for February due this morning. Housing industry analysts forecasting a 1.5% decline from January to an annualized rate of 6.5 million homes. The numbers will be out scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern time here in less than half an hour. That's your Money News. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Find our podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and NewsRadio923.com.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Davis, I think you know exactly where we're going with this one. I had one that I was planning on, and then Cooper dropped one in our lap that apparently we discovered is the obvious question for the day. 437-1620. By the way, thank you to Jeremy Evans and Bobby Rossi filling in last week and doing their best to do a frivolous topic with you. I appreciate that. It's a, you know, I appreciate that. So here's the thing. You got to participate. You got to give your answers. It only works if you all play along. Here's the question. Mango Pepsi has come out. No, the question is not will you try, although if you want to answer, you know, if you want to weigh in on Mango Pepsi, yay or nay. I mean, I will generally try anything once, and I love mangoes and I love Pepsi, and I cannot see a way to mix these two together in any safe fashion. But fine, I'll try one time. But that's not the question. The question is soda or pop, however you want to call it, or Coke. If you want to say a Coke is a soda, like a Sprite, give me a Sprite, it's a Coke, whatever. Do you do it pure, the way it comes naturally, the way God intended it? Or do you mix something in? And you can include in that you're like pre-made mixing, like they're not making these weird mix-in flavors. 437-1620. Soda straight or soda with some help somehow or other? 437-1620. And if so, what's your favorite one? Davis? First of all, yes. Mango Pepsi, are you really going to drink this?
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
Does it sound good to you?
It sounds like something I would want to take a few sips of, but then throw it away.
Yeah. Do I need to remind you of Cinnamon Pepsi?
No.
Okay,
no,
go
that
on.
That was just a disgrace.
Fair enough. Okay, so Mango Pepsi is a try and discard. I also expect the same thing. Soda straight or soda with a mixer?
My favorite go-to is when you go to the Coke machines that have all the different flavors.
Whoa, what?
And then
why a Coke machine? Why would you ruin this by saying, but go ahead. Go ahead.
I do love the cherry vanilla Coke. That's so good. And I don't drink that much soda.
Why don't you just order a Dr. Pepper? Why do you have to make a cherry?
It's fine, but it's not like the cherry vanilla Coke. It's so delicious.
437-1620, 437-1620. So I will tell you that I will sometimes, I have put a little lemon in there. I have sometimes done a little mixer with the Pepsi. And usually Pepsi's straight, but Coke, you got to make it taste good. So I'll put some Sprite in there, put some lemonade if there's lemonade in there. You know, you make that a little thing. But generally, vanilla's okay. But just it's so good as it comes naturally. It's just perfect as it comes. You don't need to doll it up. It doesn't need makeup. It's fine. 437-1620. Got a text in here. Straight up, my man or woman. I don't know. There's no gender on this one. Let's see. Somebody here says usually with rum. Oh well. See, now we're in a whole different category.
Oh yeah. Now that's a little different.
Look, if we're talking like alcohol mix-ins, can you imagine the kind of money that McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's could make? If you could do, like, buy a shot.
Taco Bell went that direction.
Listen, do you know how many play places you could get kids into post-COVID if you offered parents a soda? You couldn't get free refills on the Jack and Coke, but, you know, you could get the free refills on the Coke and then, you know, a little Jack. Anyway, I'm just every parent's like, oh, where do I go? 437-1620. That's not safe, Andrew. Okay, I'm joking. We can have fun. It's a morning show. We can have fun. Somebody here, second person, says, does rum count? Well, if so, then yes. All right, we're on a theme here. I love it. Somebody here says, 437-1620. I'm not into science fair experiments. Always straight and pure. All right, fair. I cannot disagree with that. Cherry Coke or whiskey and Coke, somebody says. What I love about doing these frivolous conversations is you make me think of things that I hadn't even thought of, and I'm like delightfully entertained by it. That's what I love, it when you guys text me something like, oh, that's good. I wasn't even thinking that way. Plus, I mean, if I can get people thinking about, you know, a little help in the morning, I mean, I don't know, it's all right.
A little pick me up at 8:45. Right.
Or if you're driving on Avalon, I'm not saying drink while you're driving. You understand I'm pretty serious about that, but, you know, just settle down a little bit. 437, I'm thoroughly disgusted by this topic. I'm not drinking no stinking Pepsi Mango, and they always take mine straight up. Occasionally, I'll go for a Cherry Coke. Hey, I'm with you. Look, all the research and money and stuff that went into making that perfect, pure, secret recipe, and now you're just going to botch it up with your home experiment? Come on. Stop it. 437-1620. Yeah, no, go with the straight stuff. And every once in a while, you might take something. I think of these, like, the mixed flavors that they've made. Which of them have lasted?
Cherry Coke has been a mainstay. I mean,
that's about it, right? Like, Cherry Coke is the only one that's really got stay power.
That's pretty much.
I mean, can you even get, isn't Lime Pepsi still available? I think it might be.
I don't think so. I remember Coke.
I mean, Vanilla Coke, you might. Can you still buy Vanilla Coke?
Oh, Vanilla Coke, of course.
You can buy Vanilla Coke. That's all right.
That's delicious.
And here again, it's my argument for why Pepsi versus Coke, because with Coke, you got to add mix-ins to make it worth buying. 437-1620. Somebody here says, nothing is natural with artificial flavors. A boo. Boo for the down on soda text. I know. Somebody here says straight, but anybody remember Squirt or at Old Firehouse, now McGuire's? Oh, Mixture of the Fountain. Yeah, the old suicide drink, all together. What was that at McGuire's? I guess before McGuire's, Old Firehouse? I don't even know this place.
Don't know that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I remember Squirt, though.
You stumped us, though. All right. 8:45 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. That's our frivolous topic. Just something silly to get you over the hump on Garcon Point Bridge when you're heading into work an extra hour every day. Traffic on the 5, speaking of which, Davis Allen.
Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to get into work this morning that are on Garcon and Avalon. Going southbound, you're going to be met with delays leaving I-10 around the area of Shady Bayou Road. So it's improving a little bit. This tells me that traffic is moving, but it's just moving moving slow as you're going southbound. Northbound appears to be flowing smoothly, however. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway are checking in clear. I-10, I-110, no delays there. And also 9 Mile Road, Pine Forest, and the front gate of Ineos Pensacola are flowing smoothly. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
So you go to buy a used car, and you know what I recommend. Dave Ramsey recommends the same thing. All those bumper stickers recommend the same thing. Go to Frontier Motors. But look, maybe they don't have what you want. Maybe you can't find it. Whatever, okay? Maybe you find it somewhere else, some secondary lot or a private individual or whatever. Okay, first things first, you need to have a Carfax. That's the bare minimum. I also recommend strongly that you get a used car inspection from a mechanic that you trust, just so you know what's going on with the car. I mean, it'll cost you $50, maybe a little more, but it's worth it, okay? In any case, if they won't give you a Carfax, you got to wonder why. But also, just call Frontier. Here's the VIN. I'm thinking about buying this car. Andrew says you'll run me a Carfax. Is he right? Yeah, he's right. Okay, so they'll do it for you. And then you can know for yourself what's going on with the car. Why would Frontier Motors facilitate you buying a car from somebody else? Because they want to make sure you get good cars. They just want to make sure that you're informed. It's no skin off their back. It's easy for them to do, right? They can help you. They can give you information. They can serve the community. You know, we talk about them serving the community. This is one example. And if you buy a used car from somebody else, I mean, so be it. At least you bought one that you knew what was going on with it. That's the idea. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Davis, do you know what that means?
Well, it means that we have a movie coming out.
It's time for the punishment. It's time now that I must do this. It would be wrong of me not to do this.
Okay.
So last week, Jeremy Evans filled in for me. And you and Jeremy had some conversations about frivolous topics.
We did, yes.
The first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, you had conversations about movies. And there was kind of a theme.
The Sound of Music would be number one. And then The Color Purple, number two.
I've seen The Color Purple.
I haven't seen The Color Purple.
Another one. The Predator and Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
I've never seen either movie, actually. But I know what they're about. I just haven't seen them yet.
Nope. No Full Metal Jacket.
I feel like you've been stalking me.
No Predator.
Private Parts.
Howard Stern.
I haven't seen that one either.
This is a theme.
No Private Parts.
He had said The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that either. I've seen a lot of movies, but a lot of these movies that were mentioned, with the exception of Top Gun, I haven't seen really any of them.
No Sorcerer's Apprentice. Have you seen Fantasia? It was unclear to me from the conversation.
I've seen Fantasia.
Okay, fair enough.
Lethal Weapon and Young Guns. Lethal Weapon's really good.
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
I've never seen that. Wow, I've just never seen all these movies.
Gary Busey.
It's incredible how I just keep missing on all these movies.
Have you seen Young Guns?
I have not seen Young Guns either. Unbelievable. I guess I'm not too cultured when it comes to these movies.
Yeah, it's the Nicolas Cage version of Sorcerer's Apprentice that they were talking about.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for texting in. So I guess I need to go ahead and watch more movies. Yeah, that's basically what I'm getting from all this. Yeah. I picked the category, and I'm learning.
So I happened to be listening to this on Monday, and I just thought, I mean, that would be wrong of me not to mention this at least for a minute. And then to finish off that category.
Just one more, just because it slipped right on there, but Point Break.
Yeah.
Point Break.
Swayze, Keanu.
That's here we go again. I haven't seen Point Break either. I haven't seen Point Break, but still always fun to get to do these frivolous topics. Absolutely.
That's like 9 or 10 movies. And I know you can't see them all. Okay, and you were busy playing some baseball at Gulf Breeze. I get that. Okay. But this continued into Tuesday.
My personal favorite movie villain of all time is from No Country for Old Men. The movie villain in that is just, he's really, really, really good.
You know, I never saw that movie, which is a kind of a theme, because yesterday we discussed movies also, and I mentioned all the movies I hadn't seen, and I hadn't seen that one.
So No Country for Old Men?
I have some friends that have lived and died by the Harry Potter series, and And yeah, are you mentioning, just throwing this out there, I didn't really watch Harry Potter that much.
But your fiance does. She loves them. She's still with you. Okay. No, this was... I'm sorry. I know I'm being a little bit merciless now, but...
The bad guy from the Seven movie. I don't know if you've ever seen Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Isn't that the movie where he says, what's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box?
I haven't even seen that movie. Yeah. I just know that scene is apparently from that movie.
Yes.
So they got to the end. Oh, I'm getting lit up on the text line, too. Andrew, thank you. I wanted to get into Davis for this. Or Davis is too young. What in the world? That's a euphemism of what the person texted. That's kind of funny. So they finally figured out.
Tomorrow we'll try to shoot for a non-movie related topic. Davis doesn't keep looking at me saying, I haven't seen that movie. I haven't seen that movie.
I love you so much, Davis. I so do. if I were to, I think I just did, but if I ever roasted you for any reason, that may wind up in the Christmas tape. I'm just saying.
Like just all these movies I haven't seen.
And I really wasn't. I was just kind of curious. I wasn't listening to the whole show. I was just kind of curious what you guys would do for the frivolous topic. And I tuned that in. I'm like, whoa. No, I have to use this.
It's just next, that has to be a new segment. Movies that Davis hasn't seen.
We'd run out of time. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Tell us about all the bracket busters this week. And time for a quick shot of sports.
Bracket busters. Everyone, every bracket, there was over 14 million brackets submitted. Every single one of them now are busted after the first round, where we saw upsets ranging from 15 seed Oral Roberts taking down not only Ohio State, but also Florida, also Loyola Chicago, who made a good run of the Final Four a couple of years ago. They're back in it, and they upset. Andrew, I'm sorry. I know you're wearing your Illinois shirt.
I am. I got it on today.
The Fighting Illini, number one seed. They went down. First number one seed so far to go down in the tournament.
Going to throw the shirt out, by the way, after the show.
We also had number one Baylor take down Wisconsin. Syracuse, they're an 11 seed. They upset number three West Virginia yesterday. You had Arkansas take down Texas Tech, and a really close one there. Houston, Villanova, and Oregon State all victorious yesterday. And today we have more matchups. The first game starts at 11:10 on CBS. That's going to be Iowa against Oregon, which Oregon advanced because VCU had to bow out of the tournament due to
COVID-19. The first COVID no-show, yeah.
Yeah. So happy that it's only this one game so far. Also, Gonzaga, Oklahoma, UCLA, Abilene Christian, they upset Texas to get here. Ohio and Creighton, LSU versus Michigan, Florida State versus Colorado. That game's going to be at 6:45 on TBS later on today. Alabama taking on Maryland, and Kansas and USC. Those are the games that we will expect today. And now taking that from sports into traffic, because Avalon Boulevard is delayed. As you're going southbound, right when you get to Mary Kitchens Road, you're going to be met with some delays. But the traffic is moving at a fairly consistent pace, just a little slower than normal. Also, northbound is flowing smoothly on Garson and Avalon, and no delays along I-10 or I-110. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
AM 1620 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Time for future news. Davis and I tell you what's going to happen before it ever happens. All right. They're going to have a press conference today about an I-10 additional traffic solution of some kind. They say they're not going to, they're not going to get rid of any of the free I-10 lanes, which had been the big problem a couple years ago when that boondoggle that they wanted to put in didn't go anywhere with the tolling. Is it going to still have free lanes? Are we still going to have the two lanes each way on the bridge from Spanish Fort to Mobile?
I believe yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think they learned their lesson from a couple years ago. Border wall. Will Biden visit the border? Will he change his mind about the importance of border security?
No, but he will visit the border, but I don't think he's going to change his mind.
I don't know how he can afford to visit the border and then not change policies, but I do think that's what's going to happen. He'd be like, oh, yeah, it looks good. Everything's fine here. We'll see. Highway 87 and I-10, is there going to be a light there? Are they going to improve that intersection? And because of all the traffic flow pushover from Garson Point, Avalon?
Yes.
I think they will. That kind of makes sense. How high will gasoline go? Gas keeps rising and rising and rising. You know, it's like... pushing $3 a gallon now. Where, is it going to get over $3? How high is it going to go?
It's going to go over $3, and hopefully not too much higher than that.
So here's my hope. My hope is that it doesn't get much beyond $3. I do fear it's going to get there, but here's, they bring capacity back online, maybe as people stop driving, but I hope it comes back down. The key is I hope it comes back down to like the $2.50 range, but because I remember what it was like when it was pushing $4 a gallon several years ago. At the age is 50 right now. As of today, you can get vaccinated if you're 50. In fact, I might swing by Brownsville after the press conference this morning and go there. You can go to the Bells in Milton if you want to get vaccinated there. When will it be for everybody? The governor dropped it quickly last week. Like, it went from 60 and then 50. We're coming soon, and then now it's here. When will it be for everybody?
I'm going to say at the very most a month.
A month. All right. Yeah, I actually think it's going to be within a week. 2 weeks at the most, unless there's like this massive surge of demand. But every time you drop the age, there are fewer people who are really interested, so I think that's what's going to happen. Will Pensacola drop the mask requirement? That's something that's going to come up interestingly this week.
I think they will.
You know, they've been reluctant to do so, but all the data would support that, so I also think they will. Jared Moore wants to make it an encouragement, which is what the mayor has been wanting to do as well.